Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
You're going to take this mixture and you're going to fill your lime with it.
Get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
And you're going to see the 5 world's largest pivoting doors.
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
Fuel up to play 60 on 3. 1, 2, 3. Fuel up to play 60!
Alrighty now, Vikings Huddle, welcome back. I'm Paul Allen. Now we welcome Basswood Elementary. It's Basswood Elementary here at Mall of America Nickelodeon Universe, right? Yes, a very nice group of kids, and welcome to the show provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. My man right here is Tim Kieran, a 7th grader from Northdale Middle School in Coon Rapids. Basswood Elementary, meet Northdale Middle School from Coon Rapids. How about a round of applause for Tim? He's our junior broadcaster for Vikings Huddle, and he gets the opportunity to interview a member of the Minnesota Vikings to kick off the Vikings Huddle, and he recently was a rookie punter from UCLA. He joins us here at Mall of America Nickelodeon Universe, Basswood. How about a round of applause for Mr. Jeff Locke? Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Paul.
Good to see you. I have a seat next to Tim.
What's up, Tim? How's it going?
Let's get things underway.
Fuel Up to Play 60 is all about being healthy and active. Growing up, what types of sports did you play?
Growing up, I was a big soccer guy, as most kickers and punters are. I didn't actually play football until I was a freshman in high school. So soccer, basketball, wasn't very good at basketball, but mainly soccer.
You were rated as the best kicker in the nation out of high school by ESPN. How did you choose UCLA for your college?
Well, I took academics very seriously when I was in high school, and I still did while I was in college. And UCLA is kind of known as one of the top academic and athletic schools in the country. So I knew that if football didn't work out, I'd still have a really good degree to fall back on when my playing days were over. So that's one of the reasons I chose UCLA.
But didn't you also look at it like, I'm going to go to a school that doesn't have a very good offense, because then that means I'll get a chance to punt a lot?
I did not look at it that way. If that was the case, I would have chose Stanford back then, because they weren't that good, and then they became very good while I was in school. So
notice how he takes that shot when running back Toby Gerhart is not here at Mall of America Nickelodeon Universe. Very well done. Yep. Tim?
I was very impressed reading about all of your academic successes at UCLA, graduating with an economics degree in hopes of getting your MBA. What is one piece of advice you would give to all students?
Excellent question.
One thing that I kind of did in school and playing sports is I tried to compete no matter what I was doing. So I wouldn't just go and try really hard in football or in soccer and then not try hard in school. That didn't really make sense to me. So I'd always try to compete to the highest level, whether it was school or sports. So I think that's one thing that really helped carry me through all the years leading up to where I am now, is that you always want to try and do your best in all aspects, not just the ones you might like the most.
We recently had kicker Blair Walsh on Vikings Huddle.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Who's a better overall athlete and why? Jeff Locke or Blair Walsh?
I'd like to say myself, mainly because I have the height advantage on Blair. He's kind of a short guy.
Okay.
Probably he's a little faster than me. He's got those little fast legs. But we're probably pretty even, I'd say.
How has it been working with Blair Walsh? From what I have read, people say punters and kickers are a bit different.
We are a little bit different. We're very unique in our skill set.
Very smart.
We don't definitely run as much as the other guys, like I said.
Yeah.
We kind of specialize, but Blair and I have gotten along very well. We actually knew each other in high school when we competed at the same kicking camps trying to get scholarships for college. So we've been hanging out a lot. We're the same age, so we do most of the same things, and it's been great so far for me.
How about Jeff Locke, Basswood Elementary, punter for the Minnesota Vikings, Tim from Northdale Middle School, and Vikings Huddle is underway. I'm Paul Allen. When we return, we will give you a healthy tip and also take a sneak peek behind the scenes at Winter Park. This is Vikings Huddle.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota
and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings football team. Today, we're going to make strawberry orange pop wedges. It's something that you can do on a cold day and still feel like it's summertime. You ready? Okay. First, we have a whole lime. We have orange juice. We have frozen but thawed out strawberries. We have vanilla yogurt, and we have chocolate chip morsels. So what I did earlier, I took my strawberries and I pureed it into a blender until smooth. I took my orange juice and I took my vanilla yogurt. I put it in a bowl and I mixed it together. When it was all mixed together, I took my strawberries that were in the blender, I put it in with the orange juice mixture, and it would come out to look like this. Okay? Next, you're gonna take the lime. You're gonna cut your lime in half the long way, but remember, ask your mom and dad or dad for help. It should look like this. You gotta hollow out your lime, okay? See that? Okay, next what you're going to do, you're gonna take this mixture and you're gonna fill your lime with it like this. And you can do a whole lot of limes like this because you're gonna have a whole lot of mixture. Now I'm going to freeze it for 8 hours. And here you have it, strawberry orange pop wedge. Another healthy food snack for you.
Vikings Huddle, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. We thank everybody involved for that tasty example of a healthy snack. In fact, you can learn more about Fuel Up to Play 60 at Vikings.com. In fact, learning more about behind-the-scenes activities with the Minnesota Vikings is very important to Vikings Huddle, thus our junior insider.
Hi, I'm Derek, your Vikings insider, and I'm here today with Tanya Dreesen, the new stadium sales manager for the Vikings. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Derek.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
What do you do exactly for the Vikings?
I work on new stadium partnerships. We work with local companies, national companies that want to attach themselves to the Vikings brand and promote themselves around the Minnesota Vikings.
Where are we at right now?
You're sitting inside right now a turf suite, 800 square feet, and this is an example of what one of the suites is going to look like in the new stadium. And then outside those doors, which I think we should go out, is the preview center, 7,500 square feet, that shows every beautiful new aspect to our new stadium.
That would be amazing to see it in 2016.
Well, let's head out there and take a look.
That'd be awesome. Is it possible you could walk us through this model?
Absolutely. Let's start right up at the front.
That's great.
Okay. When you come to the new stadium, you're going to walk up to the west gate, and you're going to see the five world's largest pivoting doors, 95 feet tall. The top of this prow here is 285 feet tall.
Wow.
When you come up to the front doors, they're obviously pivoting doors. They're going to be open. When it's nice and warm outside, you'll feel that great air throughout the stadium, and you will be able to look up and see the sky when you walk inside the concourse through the clear roof. It's an ETFE roof. It looks like, acts like glass, but allows you to see through. And believe it or not, you'll even be able to get a little suntan through that roof.
Wow.
Next thing you're going to love about this stadium is that two of the concourses are going to have a full 360-degree walk. You will be able to walk around the entire stadium without having to change floors or get on an escalator, but we will have all the elevators, escalators that you need in this new stadium. Next thing you're going to love, closest seats to the field. and closest suites to the field.
I noticed that.
41 feet from the sideline.
I noticed. They look really close. It's almost like as if I'm playing the game from my seat.
You're going to feel like you're in the huddle.
Well, that was an amazing private tour.
Well, I'm glad you could make time and see our new stadium that we're so excited to open the doors to in 2016.
I'm Derek, your Vikings insider.
Excellent behind-the-scenes access at Winter Park, the facility in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. We have much more coming up on Vikings Huddle, including learning more about your favorite team helping out in the community. Don't leave. Northdale Middle School, it's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. I'm sure everybody knows, because you've just learned so much about our program today, that each and every Viking takes personal time to make a difference in the community. It's very important to what we do. Take a look at this.
It has all the ingredients of a great night for any youngster. Plenty of face painting. Games and prizes. Autographs from an NFL player. And it all takes place on the Vikings practice field.
It's a great event to promote adoption and to have all these families out here and a lot of the families that have adopted, and just to raise awareness about how special and a unique opportunity it is to give a child a home, and regardless of race or age or sex or whatever it is, everybody deserves a chance in life to be a part of a family.
It's nice about celebrating, you know, adoption, just coming out and having fun, enjoying the Vikings platform, and just having a good time. I think the message probably is we think adoption's for everybody, whether or not you have biological children or you don't. You know, if you have room in your family, room in your heart, and you think you could open up your home to another child, adoption is a blessing, and it's changed our lives.
Too much that's been given, you know, much is expected, and these kids have had their own troubles, and it's a great thing to be able to find a family that they deserve. And the Children's Adoption Agency is an important organization that we feel, you know, needs as much help as any, and that's why the Sheriff's Youth Project has raised so much money and now giving it back to the Child's Adoption Agency. So that's the main reason. It's for the kids. It always is, and it's great to be able to do that.
Another excellent moment in the community from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we check in with the Dude. The Dude's over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and he has this week's Making Safe Simple update.
Awesome. Thanks, PA. Yep, the Dude here again. And I'm with Kathy, a nurse here in the emergency department here at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. Awesome. Now, Kathy, we're talking about how important it is to, you know, stay hydrated and whatnot. I get really sweaty when I play badminton and foosball, whatever. Is that okay?
Yes, Dude, it is. In fact, physical activity in extreme heat, young kids can lose up to 1.5 quarts of water through perspiration or sweating. That's about 6 cups of water.
Whoa. So I guess it's really important, right, to drink a lot of water when you're sweaty, huh?
Exactly. And when your body loses more water than it takes in, that's called dehydration. And there are several different levels of dehydration.
So, like, if I'm playing badminton, I should be drinking water between serves, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So everyone's different, but if you weigh over 80 pounds, you should be taking in about 5 ounces every 20 minutes. If you weigh over 130 pounds, you should be taking in 9 ounces every 20 minutes. But as a rule, the more water you take in, the better. Take about 10 to 20 gulps of water every 20 to 30 minutes.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Kathy. I'll make sure I bring my water bottle with me next time I play badminton.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Nickelodeon Universe, Mall of America, thanks to the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. Deep Stretch, Vikings Huddle, Minnesota Vikings punter Jeff Locke, joined by Tim, who is our junior broadcaster today. We have the beautiful Vikings cheerleaders and members of Basswood Elementary who get the opportunity to ask Jeff Locke some questions. Let's begin with you. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Brendan, and I was wondering, what kind of drills did you do when you were a kid that led you to where you are today?
Well, I was a huge soccer player, and PE was definitely always my favorite time of the day. So a lot of it was just training for soccer, doing a lot of footwork-type drills, and just kind of becoming a better overall athlete in general. That kind of helped me get to where I am today. Good question.
Yep, great answer, too. What's your name, buddy, and what's your question?
Jace, and what would be your advice to anybody who wants to be like you?
Well, at your guys' age, the big thing is just kind of to stay active. And this Play 60 movement is a great thing that I really support. And it's just getting out, keeping your feet moving, and trying different sports if you can to see kind of what fits you best.
My name is Quentin, and how will you inspire children to join Fuel Up to Play 60?
Well, really, it's just my experience as a kid. I mean, they didn't have Play 60 when I was growing up, but I kind of lived by what they preach. I was always outside, always doing a lot of fun things, playing sports. So this is something that that's really great. And, of course, the eating healthy part is something that really, really helped me when I was growing up, too.
Terrific question. What's your name? What's your question?
My name's Christine, and I was wondering, have you ever had a bad injury from playing football?
Ever had a bad football-related injury as a punter, like maybe a hangnail or...
Come on, Paul.
You know, sprained a finger or something?
I've had two bad injuries. I tore the cartilage in my hip, and then I tore my shoulder a couple times. So I've had surgery on both my shoulder and my hip. So even as a punter, stuff still happens to you.
What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm wondering what you eat before a game.
Before a game, I try to stay very balanced. I'll have a salad and some broccoli. I'll do chicken or steak, and then I'll do a little bit of spaghetti. And I'll finish off with milk and maybe a cookie. We'll see about the cookie. But I try to stay pretty balanced there and help me fuel up for the next day.
What's your name, buddy? Nice Adrian Peterson jersey. And what's your question for number 12?
My name is Ethan. And what gets you pumped up before a game?
I have a couple songs I listen to. But mainly it's just the idea of being able to go out and play a game that I love. I mean, it's pretty easy to get pumped up when you're doing something that you love to do. And it's not like going to work at a job you might not like so much. You get to go out there and play this great game. So it's pretty easy to get pumped for me.
Jeff, you mentioned there are a couple of songs that get you motivated before games. What would those songs be?
The one song I love is called Other Side by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't know if that's still in his age group. Might be kind of growing out of
that. Well, that's really all we need to know, because Basswood Elementary, how many people would like to hear Jeff Locke sing that song on Vikings Huddle? Well, you have to do it now. Why are you blushing? You're a big-time NFL player.
I don't sing, Paul.
Three,
you don't want to see that.
Two, go.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, well, back to the questions. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Jacob, and how do you practice to stay healthy?
Well, for me, being a kicker, stretching is huge for me. It's a little bit not unique to every position, but for me especially, you have to be very flexible to be a punter. So staying healthy, not only eating right, but warming up, and I make sure to stretch before and after every time I work out, which really helps me stay healthy.
What's your name, and what's your question?
My name is Calvin, and Blair Walls said that his mom drives the same car as you. What car is it?
I drive an SUV that some consider to be somewhat feminine, but I don't like to put labels on vehicles.
You have a pink car?
No, it's black, but the type of vehicle is seen as somewhat feminine, but
really,
that's just Blair's opinion, you know.
Hey, how about a round of applause for Jeff Locke and his feminine car? And also Tim for the fantastic job he did on Vikings Huddle. Make some noise, Basswood Elementary. That's Vikings Huddle. And Tim and Jeff Locke are going to close the show by breaking it down for you.
Fuel up to play 60 on three. One, two, three. Fuel up to play 60!